Well, Kit and Tim, so glad you could come in to talk about the photography exhibition, Eye on Cincinnati, now at the Architectural Foundation. I find your photographs fascinating, Tim. But before we talk about them, I'm going to ask Kit to tell our listeners briefly about the Architectural Foundation so that they can know how appropriate it is for your work to be seen there.
Thank you, Jane. The Architectural Foundation of Cincinnati has been around not quite 30 years, and our mission is to offer educational programming, events, tours, and in some cases other materials that help acquaint the public with the architectural legacy here in Cincinnati and with the principles of architectural design, sustainability, and other issues surrounding the built environment. And we have our gallery at 811 Ray Street, where we are pleased to present a number of different exhibits throughout the year, all of which have something to do with showcasing the built environment. And Tim's work seemed particularly apt, given his strong interest, even passion for the architecture of Cincinnati, particularly older architecture, and in particular, some of the more ornate detail that we can see on famous buildings that I think we're all familiar with, but which we can learn a great deal more about by studying Tim's work.
Well, you seem to be a city photographer, Tim, endlessly interested in the structures around us. How long have you been taking pictures?
Well, my photography career basically started just after high school as I attended the University of Cincinnati, became interested in photography, learned about which cameras would work for me and what wouldn't. As a native Cincinnatian, I was always interested in the architecture of Cincinnati. It took me years later, after attending Hughes High School and after going to the Carnegie Branch Library in Coryville, to realize what architectural wonders both of those buildings were.
Among the special things about your work is your interest in cameras themselves. You started out in film, of course, and moved to digital, but you didn't leave film behind. And some of the photographs in the show were taken with vintage cameras that you've restored, and the cameras themselves are in the exhibition, along with photographs taken by them. What would you say is the biggest difference between working with film and with digital equipment?
Well, as you said, I did start with film, mostly slide film, because I could develop the slides myself, and it was more affordable to do that. When I switched to digital, the typical thing that happens is you take so many more pictures to get a good one. Switching back to film now with vintage cameras, I realize, oh, it's an excellent discipline for slowing you down, having you decide what to take a picture of, and not just taking thousands of pictures of the same thing, but focusing, pun intended, on what you're looking at and how to get the best image of it without taking thousands of pictures. So I find film and film cameras a very good discipline for having you stop and think and be more intent on what you're getting a photograph of.
Well, some of the most striking photographs in the exhibition, as Kit said, are of Cincinnati's Carnegie Libraries. And I think you have some special plans for those works, those photographs.
Yes, I do. Betty Ann Smitty, who's a local author, she and I are going to eventually put together a book of the 7 remaining Carnegie Branch Libraries that are in Cincinnati. Just a point of note, Andrew Carnegie, as a young child, was given the opportunity to access a free library of a neighbor of his. And because of that, he was so impressed, thought that the idea of a free and public library was a wonderful thing. Over the period of the 1890s to about 1920, he donated almost $100 million worldwide to create 1,700 libraries in the United States, another 800 around the world in English-speaking countries, and Cincinnati was blessed enough to receive grants to put together 9 of those Carnegie Branch libraries, again, 7 of which are still in use as libraries in our public library facility.
The detailing is so intricate in those libraries. It's marvelously inviting to a photographer, I should think.
Exactly. I should point out, especially so, the Avondale Carnegie Library, the front of which is all rookwood. And then the Coryville Library, which has a huge 30-foot-across stained glass dome. Again, all of our 7 remaining Carnegie Branch Libraries are spectacular in their own right.
Are most of the photographs in the show recent?
The Carnegie images I have are probably over the last 10 years, and then other images probably go back 15, 20, 30 years. I can tease about it and say some of them go back 100 years because of the 100-year-old cameras I'm using to take these pictures with, but they're modern-day images, but with vintage cameras.
Kit, what's been the response to these photographs?
Well, everyone that's seen them to date is immediately stopped in their tracks. And we opened the exhibit just several weeks ago. It'll run through the end of March. But I think the real impact of these photos is it forces you to look more closely than you ordinarily would. And we certainly know almost all of the buildings. Most Cincinnatians can recognize those buildings even without the benefit of the labels. But Tim has captured certain portions of the building or a detail or a point of view or perspective about the building that forces everybody to stop and engage with it. And this, from our point of view, is the real value of this work. The built environment is kind of like wallpaper. We're in it all the time, but we don't see it. And with these arresting photographs, we're invited to examine it a little bit more closely, to appreciate it, to learn about the materials and the design, and hopefully take away from that a greater appreciation for the real thing when we encounter it around town.
One thing I want to mention, Tim, is your versatility. You sometimes focus on the details, as we talked about, but you also do these grand sweeping shots of the skyline and the riverfront and the Roebling Bridge, and you do daylit scenes and night scenes. Is it helpful to have a closet full of cameras to do such different projects?
Well, unfortunately, I do have a closet full of cameras, but typically the images that are in the display and images I take on a daily basis are from one or two modern-day digital cameras. Again, the beauty of those is you come back home, you have something instantly that you put on Facebook, on your website, you can print it out. I have my one or two favorites that are my workhorses for my images.
Do you shoot in digital by preference or in film by preference?
Digital by preference because of the speed, the versatility, the instant access to what your images are. Unfortunately, shooting film today is so expensive to develop it yourself. I have to send it off to some place in California, but it takes 3 or 4 days to find out that I get the image. And by that time, the moment is past. So with digital, you can look at the back of your camera at the viewfinder and see, did I get it or not, and take another 10 pictures to capture the moment.
Well, Kit, it's lucky for the city, I think, to have an organization like the Architectural Foundation with an interest in architecturally involved art. And it does seem to me that Tim's work fits there like a hand in a glove.
Yes, I would agree with that, Jane. I was very pleased when I first saw Tim's work, I think in October, at an event that we co-sponsored called Arcanati, which was a week-long architectural festival. And one of the events was held at the Carnegie Center of Columbia Tusculum, where Betty Ann Smitty, who Tim mentioned earlier, gave a talk about the Carnegie Libraries, and there was a small display of his work. And seeing that work in a Carnegie Library was a great introduction for me to the nature of his work, and it seemed that it would be a good fit for AFC. So we're pleased to be able to have it because it is very much in line with our mission. And not that we always concentrate on showcasing our architectural legacy with some of the famous buildings that Tim features. We do other kinds of exhibits as well, but this is particularly apt. And I think particularly this time of year when everybody wants to get in out of the cold, you're not going to go stand in front of Music Hall, but you might come down and stand in front of Tim's image in our nice warm gallery.
Well, Kit and Tim, thank you both so much for coming in to talk with us about Eye on Cincinnati, Architectural Landmarks and Landscapes by Tim Jeffries.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Kit Anderson, Executive Director of the Architectural Foundation of Cincinnati, and photographer Tim Jeffries, whose eye is steadily and productively on our city. For more information, see wwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.